I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The U.S. is escalating efforts to seize oil tankers coming out of Venezuela. At the same time, President Trump is saying that he will not rule out an invasion. The goals are a bit confusing. Is the U.S. ready for war with Venezuela? What are the president's motivations? Let's go through it. Three tankers now have been the object of U.S. sanctions. The first, which was seized December 10th, is now in port in Texas. The second was successfully boarded, and now a third, we are told, is trying to escape from U.S. Coast Guard in the Caribbean. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says this is a dramatic escalation and has ordered Venezuelan Navy vessels to accompany some oil tankers leaving the country, raising the possibility of armed confrontation at sea. Now, none of the three involved so far have had those escorts. The U.S. had a warrant for the third vessel, and it reportedly has transported oil earlier in violation of the Iran sanctions. But the U.S. did not have a warrant for the second, which people inside Venezuela's oil industry said the cargo belonged to an oil trader based in China. So this can really escalate things. So there's the possibility of conflict at sea, as well as the president saying he will not rule out an invasion. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, appearing on NBC, wants to know the reasoning behind all the activity.
What is President Trump's motivation? These boat strikes were initially justified on the ground that we're fighting against narco trafficking. But then the president pardons some of the biggest narco traffickers ever convicted in United States courts. What's going on? Then Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, says it's about regime change. That's what this is about. And then President Trump tells you and others it's about oil. They took our oil and we want our oil back. What is it? This is so confusing.
And says Congress needs an explanation, especially if the plan is regime change through invasion. Congress has the power over declaring war. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on NBC says Maduro has to go.
They're bad news. They did seize our assets in 1976. They are flooding our country with cocaine. They're aligned with international terrorist organizations. I support the idea of standing up to Maduro, and I want him to go. I am all in the camp for regime change.
So this sets up a very interesting debate. The president did campaign on stopping Venezuela flooding the U.S. with drugs, but also campaigned on not involving the U.S. in foreign wars. So questions. What is the motivation here? Senator Kaine says President Trump needs to be paying attention to the cost of living and jobs. Is this just a distraction tool to get people not to think about the cost of food, losing health care, and the Epstein files? Is he seriously trying to cut the flow of drugs coming in from Venezuela? Should the U.S. be involved in regime change? And how close is the U.S. to going to war against Venezuela by sea and by invasion? Any sense to be made here? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.